Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first in a series of many podcasts by me, your host, Sirius Black. Yeah, that's right. You fucking heard it right. Motherfucking Sirius Black. I'm going to be giving you guys a look inside my warped, twisted little mind. Just a little peek. I don't think you guys can handle the whole thing yet. Today's topic, amateur porn. What makes it good? How to make it? I've seen way too many bad ones, so you know what? It's gauntlet time. I'm throwing it down. Let's do it. Now, anyone that knows me knows, I love fucking porn. I don't think I could possibly say that with any more, you know, fucking oomph. I love porn. I don't know why, I'm sure most guys do, and anyone that don't are fucking gay or uber religious, in which case, you know what, fuck your couch. But porn is fucking awesome. Although I am very picky about the porn that I watch. I mean, I prefer amateur porn. While I have been known to watch the occasional, you know, produced porn, I don't normally like the overproduced aspect of it. Plus, the music is normally really, really bad. I really don't like the fucking bow-chick-chick-wow-wow while I see this girl fucking getting plugged by some other girl with a massive dildo or something. You know what? For some people, not really for me. I mean, I know who the mainstream porn stars are. I know Gage and fucking Jenna Jameson, you know, and all those bits. I know them all. Not really for me. No, not for me. Well, I like amateur porn. I don't know. There's just something about the raw aspect of it that is a little more appealing to me. So, I am now going to pass my knowledge of amateur porn on to you, the would-be amateur porn makers. So, get ready and get set. And let's kick it off right. Number one would definitely have to be lighting. Please, people, have some decent fucking light in the room. No one wants to squint to watch you have sex with your girlfriend. Can't really fap to blackness with a little bit of skin. It's like, oh, wait, I think I saw a nipple. No, wait, that was a fucking toe. Yeah, please, have a light on. If you have to have the lights off, you probably shouldn't be making a fucking porn anyways, or you should lose some weight, you fat pig. And, you know, well, I guess darkness can be cool if you have night vision. So, what have we learned from number one? Good lighting or night vision. There's no real in-between. You can't be like, oh, well, I have, like, dusk lighting and it looks cool. No, it doesn't fucking work. Turn the lamp on. God damn it, turn the fucking lamp on. Number two. Really isn't all that crucial, but I feel the need to mention it. Get a decent camera. I mean, I understand people with budgets and shit, and you know, ghetto people have to make fucking porn too for some reason. I mean, how else do we describe rap videos? But, come on, I don't want to see your porn all pixelated with your, like, 2-megapixel camera back from, like, 1997. I mean, come on. Like, a decent camera with, you know, is like less than $100. If you can't afford $100 camera, then you can't afford the condoms that go into making the porn or the birth control. And if not, don't make the porn, please. If you can't use either of those, I don't want to pay taxes on your fucking bastard children. So get a good camera so at least I can watch decently without squinting. Well, now that we're done with production value, so to speak, we're going to do numbers 3 through whenever the fuck I feel like stopping. So, let's fucking do it. Number 3 or whatever. No face. I mean, you don't have to show your face if you don't want to. All in all, not really the most important aspect of what the fuck's going on. If you want to wear a blindfold, wear a fucking masquerade mask and have feathers and shit out of it, don't really care about what's going on above the neck, per se. So, that's completely okay. Next, lingerie. I mean, most people feel it's going to be coming off anyways. Why the fuck does it matter? But you know what? It matters a little bit. Sets the mood at the beginning of the movie. You know, you see this, like, girl walk on camera, you know, with fucking, basically, a piece of string. Something awesome about that. You see the guys light up like, oh my god, this is fucking badass. Yeah, it does something for me. So, it should probably be in there. And some of you people are saying, well, it doesn't matter, you know. You know, what the fuck are you talking about, Kyle? I'm talking about whatever the fuck I want to talk about because it's my fucking podcast and I'm the one fucking talking. So, fuck your couch. Next, no music. please don't put your own fucking gay ass music in your amateur porn. Please, for the love of sweet baby Jesus. I am so sick and tired of fucking downloading videos or watching them, and you're like, oh, dude, this is fucking sweet, and then out comes the fucking Carpenters, or Aqua, or whatever else gay shit decides to pop up on screen. Please, no fucking music. It takes so much out of the value of the porn. I mean, you lose the girl screaming, you know, or the guy grunting, which I could do without, but ladies, this is for the ladies in the room. You know, you can have them grunt all the fuck you want. You know, you lose out on all that, and you have to listen to gay music. Normally, it's from the punker kids deciding, yeah, dude, I'm gonna play Slipknot while I fuck my girlfriend. Good for you. Good for you. Don't put it on the internet. Next, Zoom. Zoom is good, but not too much. You don't want to get that nasty, you know, fucking gooch shot from the back, you know, the bottom up angle. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyone that's watched a porn knows that fucking angle from ground, like, up just a little bit. You see the fucking gooch? That is not the angle you want to be at. But you can zoom in a little bit, you know, from the reverse cowgirl position. It's okay to zoom. But just remember, not too much. Next comes the big one, the finish, the cum shot. Yeah, that's right. I fucking said it, the cum shot. I don't care. As you probably well witnessed by now, I don't care. I'm doing a fucking podcast on amateur porn. How much dignity do I really have? Yeah, it's important. If you're going to do the facial, zoom in a little bit. You know, girls, look happy. You're getting a fucking facial. I mean, I wouldn't be happy, but you're obviously doing it in a porn anyway. So really, how much self-respect do you have? Second one, if you're going to fucking, you know, come in her, whatever reason, hopefully you're on birth control, like I said, don't want to fucking support your bastard children, zoom in a little afterwards, play with it a little, don't be fucking afraid of it. That brings us to our next point. You can play with it, whether you take it on the fucking tits, on the face, in the vag, on the leg, on the back, on the tramp stamp, rubbing it a little bit, you know, maybe rub it, lick your fingers a little bit. It's important. You may think at the end of the video it doesn't matter because, hey, they've probably stopped watching by this point anyways, but every once in a while you have that one that's fucking made it to the end. Even though he's masturbated like 2 times your video, he wants to see how it ends. Sometimes I'm that person. Not usually, though, because I go to sleep afterwards because I'm smart. But you want to play with it a little for that last person. That's just like the little extra oomph that puts you right over the edge from bad porn or even good porn to, hey, you know what the fuck you're doing. You don't need to be listening to this because you know how to make a halfway decent porn. Okay, for those people that made it to the end, you now know how to make a halfway decent amateur porn. Let's sum it up for everyone. Lighting. Get decent lighting. Turn on a fucking lamp. Camera. Get a decent one. For the love of God. Your face, it really isn't all that important, so if you feel the need to wear a mask, do it. Lingerie. Wear it. Don't be cheap. No music. I'm gonna say that again because it's that fucking important. Don't put your own fucking music in your goddamn porn. Zoom is good. No gooch shots. Cum shot. It's important. And equally as important, girls, ladies, yeah, you look happy to be having sex with your man and taking his jizz in your mouth. I mean, we go down on you and take your fucking whatever and, you know, and there's no avoiding it. Do the same. In comparison, I think girls put out like a couple ounces, guys put out like one. Jesus. You guys like quadruple us and then bitch. So stop it. And that wraps up how to make an amateur porn. Kudos. If you're listening to this, you made it to the end and you're not some stuck-up snob or some dirty uber-religious fanatic who's probably the most hypocritical bastard on earth because they're like, ew, he's talking about amateur porn. But yet they're probably having unprotected sex if they're Catholic. Teehee. Teehee. I promise not every podcast I make is going to be about porn or titties or something. I am actually going to talk about political issues, but this first one, I told some of my friends I would make this conversation into a podcast, so I am doing that to please them. Like I said, anyone that's known me or has seen me in person has probably had the same discussion with me, and God damn it, it's fucking awesome. So, I am your host, Sirius Black, signing off. Yeah, that's right. Gotta go fuck me some white bitches. Uh-huh. Woohoo! It's what black people do. Peace out, Negroes.